gosh, today is a beautiful day, and so are you. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Viral Report Podcast. Let's get this show on the road. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Viral Report. I'm Lamar. All right, so happy new year to all my subscribers, okay? And happy Black History Month to everyone out there, all right? Now, as the first month of 2022 comes to an end, we're starting to see the signs of mental illness spring up in heartbreaking viral stories. The month of January brought about a lot of deaths, you all, in the celebrity world and for us regular people. I mean, gosh, in the last 3 weeks alone, designers in the fashion world have been dropping like hot potatoes, you know? And the sheer amount of shootings, crimes, and just self-deletions on the rise. And it's just crazy how much, you know, people are just choosing to just opt out of this world. I believe social media has a big part in all this self-deletion. I mean, it's so much negativity online. And these politicians, that's a whole nother story too. I mean, they're definitely fueling this fire. It's just so much divisiveness in this country. Anybody at this particular point would be thinking about checking out. I mean, we all just heard the recent heartbreaking news of actress Regina King and her only child, who decided to take the self-deletion route as a way to cope with depression or whatever he was going through. And now we have the Extra TV show correspondent Chesley Christ, who recently decided to take the self-deletion route as well on Sunday, January 30th, 2022. I mean, this beautiful and gorgeous 30-year-old who was a former 2019 pageant winner and a lawyer, she decided to jump from her luxury 60-story high-rise apartment building around 7:15 a.m. Man, think about this, you all. What kind of mind frame you have to be in to go to bed and to have it on your mind to wake up the next day and to leap off a 60-story building. Imagine what kind of mind frame you have to be in to go to sleep and then wake up and still have that same mentality to just end it all. And this news shocked her fans, family, and colleagues. And this here is a prime example that you never know what someone is going through internally. From the outside looking in at the photos and videos of Chesley, you know, any of us would think that she was living her best life, especially with all her accomplishments.
USA 2019 is North Carolina.
But obviously something was going on much greater internally. I'm not sure what amount of stress this lady had in her life that would allow her to take the route of self-deletion. But whatever it was she was going through, she was definitely going through something. Something major. And, you know, this woman was in therapy. She was seeing a therapist. But I guess, however, it wasn't enough. You know, and she once mentioned how she regularly deals with stress along with the challenges she received while being a lawyer with a pretty face.
Maintain my mental health. And the most important thing that I did is talk to a counselor. She's really easy to talk to. She gives me great strategies, especially if I'm sad or happy or have a busy month ahead of me. So I definitely recommend that. When I'm not talking to my counselor, I take time at the end of every single day to just decompress. I unplug, I shut my phone off, I don't answer messages. I just sit and watch my favorite movie, either The Devil Wears Prada or Pocahontas.
There are a lot of reasons I don't want to practice law anymore, but here are three. Number one, I just really like what I do now. I'm a correspondent and TV host. I work on Extra, and so I get to interview really interesting people all the time. Like, just in the last few weeks, some of the people I interviewed were Denzel Washington, Mariah Carey, and Alicia Keys, and they were all so nice. I was a correspondent at Miss Universe in December and in May. I do speaking engagements. And so part of it is just, I really love the stuff that I do now. My second reason is billable hours are trash. Yeah, I'm gonna leave it there. If y'all really want to know about billable hours, just let me know and I'll make a separate video, but it's a lot and it's a big reason. My third reason is just the general lack of diversity in the legal profession and the constant microaggressions because of it. Now that could be said about a lot of different industries, but for some reason it just felt worse in the legal profession. For example, I remember once walking into a deposition, which is basically just like a formal interview of a person. So I'm a lawyer interviewing somebody on the record. And the court reporter was sitting in the room when I walked in. I think she was the only one there. And I walk in and sit down. She's like, "Do you know when the lawyers are getting here?" "Well, I'm here, so the lawyers are here." And I think what made me the most upset about that last instance was like, I walk into this room with my suit on and this giant bag full of documents that I then start taking out of my bag so I can ask the person I'm deposing about this information. I'm like, what client or layperson walks into a deposition with all this stuff? They walk in with themselves and Jesus. That's it. And it's not just me with these experiences. Like if you look up Brian Stevenson, who was the lawyer that Michael B. Jordan played in that movie, Just Mercy, Brian Stevenson, he had the same thing, or he had a similar thing happen to him where he walked into a courtroom and a judge was like, "Sir, you don't need to be sitting at counsel table without your lawyer." And he's like, "Your Honor, I'm the lawyer, sir. Thank you."
Before she decided to leap from her apartment building, she made a final post on her IG account that read, "May this day bring you rest and peace." I think that was a public message to herself signaling that the next decision that she'd make would finally bring her rest, peace, and healing. That message does seem like it would be coming from a person who possibly had a lot of things going on in their head. Okay, I think she had a lot going on in her head. Maybe she even had voices in her head. We don't know. We don't know her mental health history. Americans are going through it right now. They're going through a lot. You know, people all over the world, but especially here in America, people are really going through it. And in America right now, women are really going through it. It's reported that 1 in 4 women in the US are on some sort of mental health medication. I will repeat that one more time. It is being reported that 1 in 4 women in the United States are on some form of mental health medication. That is a lot of damn women, you all. The numbers are much lower for men. I think it's around, 15%, but a lot more women are on mental health medication than any time in our history of this country. You know, and I have my opinions on that, but that's an entirely different video. I'm not gonna discuss it now. We're really living in unprecedented times. And as we all try to navigate these crazy times of being pressured to inject things into our bodies, or we end up losing our means of income if we don't, we have to understand that people are currently under tremendous amount of stress. And this is a time where we really need to be opting to support one another. We need to really be having empathy for one another, not being divided based on who has a shot and who doesn't. I mean, that's what the people who run this country want us to do. Be divided and be distracted. So all it does is just fuel hate and causes more stress in people. Because the last time I checked, it seems like everyone is passing away and everybody's stressed to the moon right now. But these politicians and billionaires, they don't seem to be dropping like flies from C-19, or, you know, I haven't heard of one politician or one billionaire being added to the self-deletion club. Have you? I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. You know, let me know in the comment sections down below if I'm wrong on this one. So in closing, the popular narrative right now is people hate people and the world is going to crap, or people are less empathetic nowadays. And while, you know, that may hold some truth, most of the world is made up of good, genuine people. That's what we have to remember. But what we often allow is the minority of people who make the world seem like a bad place. We allow them to convince us that the entire world is going down the drain when America is going down the drain. You know, politicians are definitely fueling America's depression with its divisive rhetoric from Democrats to Republicans. We're more depressed and lonely because Americans have decided to focus less on family and friendships in favor of selfishness. We're living in a time and era where we put animals over human lives. And then what do we have? We have companies like Facebook and Apple and Microsoft. They want to take us into the metaverse. And all that does is just fuel more loneliness. It means that you become even more detached from human connection. You're having a digital connection instead of a human connection. And that's what's actually, I believe, at the root cause of all this depression. Because when you have a good support system, you're less likely to do this. We live in a text message society. And this is what's fueling loneliness and depression. So whenever we return back to caring about the human experience in this country is when we'll see more healthier minds. And when we eat better, that's a whole nother conversation right there. This food, you know, I'm not even gonna get into that because this video is already getting a little too long. But make sure you do a mental health check and drop in on your family and friends. Drop them a line, not a text message, but an actual phone call. Hear somebody's voice. You can't tell the tone of someone's voice through a text message, through a social media post or comment. And remember, if you or someone you know is experiencing self-deletion thoughts, make sure you reach out to the National Self-Deletion Hotline. You can reach them at 1-800-273-8255. That's 1-800-273-8255. You can even type in their name in Google and chat with someone right there from the search bar. Until the next video, be safe. Guard, please. Guard your mental health. Unplug from social media. Unplug from work if you can. Go take a vacation, a staycation, something. And spend time with the people in your life that truly make you happy, okay? That's what I've been doing for the last 2 or 3 months, and it has definitely helped me. I missed you all with these videos. You know, I had the YouTube algorithm stressing me the hell out. My heart does go out to the family of Cheslee Christ, and may her soul rest in peace. I appreciate you lending me a moment of your time. I love you for watching. I'll see that beautiful face in the next one. All right, peace, you all. Oh man, this podcast may have ended, but the fun continues right here with other podcast selections. Or you can take it up a notch and head over to our YouTube channel to watch our well-crafted, entertaining videos. I love you for listening to this podcast. I'll catch you in the next one. Peace.